one of the difficulties of personal evangelism that I have discovered in many people in seeking to discover how best they can reach someone, or perhaps are frustrated or impatient that the Lord hasn't spoken or the Lord hasn't saved that individual that they're pursuing definitely in evangelism. And that is the idea that they're not convicted of sin. But we must understand as Christians that it is the Spirit of God that convicts of sin. I preach the message, I live the life before them, I declare to them in the world of the hope that lies within me, but I must understand that while I do all of that, and that's my responsibility as a Christian, yet it is the Lord, it is the Spirit of God that works conviction in the heart, that convinces men of sin and of judgment. That's not my job, and that's not the evangelist's job. The Lord will use us on a human level, by things that we say, by things that we do, by consistency in our life, by our keeping of the law, to convict others of sin. And so we are used as instruments of God to convict others of sin. But that is the Lord using us as an instrument. That is not our power or our ingenuity or our persistence in evangelizing that person. That's the Lord using us as instruments. And so can I be used to convince or convict men of sin? Yes. And I should pray to that end. But as I live my life consistently, and as I keep the law of God, that others might look upon me and see me keeping the law of God and persisting in that, and that they might be convicted that they have broken that law, that they have missed that area of the law personally, and they have failed the Lord in this area. Evangelism also, I think, while primarily, and this is an important point, I think, with regard to backslidden Christians, while primarily evangelism is reaching the lost, but as Christians we ought to live in the church in order to convict those around us who have fallen into sin. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 speaks of lifting up those who have fallen. And we ought to be prepared in our lives to live a godly life and consistent in our walk with God, that those who have fallen away from that walk might see us and might see that consistency and might see that persistence and preservation in that walk, and that they who are backslidden believers might be convicted to come back. And so yes, the Lord does use me to convict men and women of sin as an instrument. But we must also remember, and this is imperative to a would-be evangelist, that it is the Lord ultimately who convinces and convicts of sin. That's his task. I preach the word, the Lord uses that word, and the Lord will not, that word will not return unto him void. He will accomplish whereunto he has sent it, that which he has sent it to do, whether it's condemnation or salvation. That's his task.